Imagine getting paid $1,000 per month just so people could come and meet you. A job of sorts that probably made this lady feel even more out of place than life already was for her, but nonetheless, a career that helped bring in money to support her family's farm. The story of Ella Ewing is today's edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In Memphis, Missouri, you'll find the Downing House Museum and Rail Depot. One of the stories told here is that of Ella Ewing. Born in 1872, she grew to a height of 8 feet 4 inches tall. At the age of 20, she decided the best way to earn money for her family was to take a deal that put her on the road.
She joined the circus and made enough money to help her dad with farm expenses and to build herself a home that would accommodate her size.
Early accounts say her initial appearance in Chicago ran for about a month, for which she was paid $1,000. That contract was extended for $5,000 for 5 months, an amazing sum to help her family's farming business. Rhonda McBee shares the story from the Rail Depot and former hotel where Ella would have arrived and departed over a century ago on those trips with the circus.
She stayed here with her chaperone, and our doorways are really, really high here, so she was comfortable. I'm not saying there were beds that would accommodate her, but she was comfortable.
Ella was just 40 years old when she passed in 1913. The tall and gentle lady had many friends who came to pay respects to the family.
It was quite a well-attended funeral, and people loved her.
Today, many still come to this museum and also to the gravesite of the lady billed as the tallest woman on earth.
One of the things about her grave, she was enshrined in concrete because her dad was so fearful that grave robbers would come and try to dig her remains up. If people want to visit, it's quite a sight down there, too. You can tell how large she was by her gravesite.
Rhonda says kids enjoy seeing the life-size painting of Ella here so they can see just how tall she was, a lady who touched lives well beyond just the sheer amazement of seeing her height. Traveling the countryside in Memphis, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.